Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Healthy Ireland. Helping you keep well.
Operation Transformation is on tonight, 9:35. We're at the business end of it now. Just two to go, including tonight. And on the line we have one of the leaders, Paul Devaney. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm not too bad. How's yourself?
Good to talk to you. You're coming in loudly and clearly. And also on the line we have Dr. Sumi Dunn. How are you doing, Sumi?
Hi, good afternoon.
And you're coming in loudly and clearly. Great to hear you both.
That's great.
And thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. Now, Paul, I'll start with you. How are things going? We're sort of 3 months into your Operation Transformation experience.
Yeah, it's going well. It's delighted with it, you know. It's worked out very well for me. Had a few ups and downs, but more ups than downs. And, you know, it's worked very well.
Yeah, it was sort of, at times it was the might of Paul Devaney meeting the might of Operation Transformation.
There has to be a bit of confrontation in everything, you know. If it all runs smoothly, there'd be no excitement, would there?
No. And remind us, Paul, why you decided to do Operation Transformation this year.
I suppose I've done it because I wanted to improve my health, and I have a couple of underlying conditions, high blood pressure, sleep apnea. Yeah. So I wanted to improve all that, and you know,
you're on one of those CPAP machines when you go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
And we'll find out from Dr. Sumi if that's going to change anytime soon. I have to say that your family are great crack, Paul.
Yeah,
all four of you.
We get on well. But sure, I suppose it's normal. You know, that's just everyday life. That's the way we are every day, you know.
Yeah. So you have two daughters, Michaela and Katie. Michaela's 15 and Katie's 11. She's going to be a stand-up comedian, your 11-year-old daughter, do you think?
She's priceless. There's something about her, all right.
There's something.
You know, I don't know where she gets it from.
Yeah. So just talk us through, before we get to Dr. Sumi then, the food aspect of it, because I'm saying this now, it's not an accusation or anything, but you're traditional when it comes to food, isn't it?
I am, yeah. I suppose the one thing you have to remember is there's about 10 hours of filming done or so every week, and that's all brought down into 6 minutes of it.
Right.
You know, so it's very hard to get an accurate picture, and I suppose it's all about television too, so... Look at it, I'd be a traditional person for eating, but also I'm very open to trying a lot of stuff, you know. But there was just a few things on it. But my big thing that I put across was it wasn't convenient for people that's working long hours and working away from home. And people working in general, they're not going to come home and spend 40 minutes preparing food, or even half an hour preparing food and half an hour, 40 minutes cooking food and preparing your lunches for the following day. And, you know, it's not practical. Like.
Okay. So you needed stuff that was more convenient.
Convenient food, you know, where you get it ready in a couple of minutes and cook it in a couple of minutes.
And was there anything?
You don't need 20 different ingredients. You know?
And was there anything that you just didn't like the food? You know, it wasn't
there
food
was,
you were used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, there was. And some, all them things with beans in them, the ones that's not bachelor's beans.
That was one of my favourite lines.
You know, they're the bits I don't like. But everything else, I would eat, and I do eat. I mightn't like it, but I ate them. You know, but I didn't eat the beans.
I've seen tonight's episode. It's remarkable. You look about, you know, 5 or 6 or maybe 10 years younger than you did at the start.
Yeah, I feel it.
Do you?
I feel it, every bit of it, yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because I've been banging on about this for years. It's not, and I know your waist size is reduced and that's important, and your neck size is reduced, that's important. But I think if we could sell the feeling that you get,
the feeling is amazing. And I was just talking to a person today, a woman today, and she just stopped me and was talking to me. And I just said it to her, like, you know, it sounds an awful long time, 8 weeks, when you start at the beginning, when you look at it and you look at your weight, and it sounds 8 weeks is a long time. And sometimes we're very guilty of, we can't look forward to see it's going to take 8 weeks to change. But when you start knocking the 3 and 4 pounds every single week off, you know, and you start feeling better and better and better. It's just an amazing feeling. You have to buy into the idea of it,
right?
You know, and when you buy into the idea of the food and the exercise, and I know people think that the experts aren't that friendly, and what they're very friendly, and what they do, they're there for a reason, to get the best out of you.
Okay.
And by doing that, and if you stick to the plan, it's amazing. Like,
now, tonight we'll see you tell Eddie that you're on the phone 6 to 7 hours a day, which is an awful lot of time. And you say that a lot of that time is spent talking to your mates. How have you explained to your mates the feeling? I'm sticking with this feeling now. What is it? What is it about it?
The feeling of how I'm feeling,
yes,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose anybody that knows me knows what I've been at, and they'd be asking me every day, how am I getting on? How am I feeling? And I tell them I'm feeling amazing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can bounce up and you've more energy and you can think clearer and everything is a lot different, you know, when you just go through with what the transformation. Stuff is a lot clearer, you know, every way, like the feeling, everything. It's probably very hard to describe it, but when you start losing that much weight and you start sleeping better, like I'm sleeping now what I haven't done in years, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
It's that is the biggest thing for me from Operation Transformation, is I can go to bed. And even last night, I said to Bubbles last night in the kitchen, I said, I'm going up to bed now and I'm happy out going to bed. I don't know when I was ever happy before going to bed, because you'd go to bed and you'd be lying there for hours and hours and you wouldn't sleep. Now, 3 minutes, I'm out cold.
That's brilliant. I'm delighted for you, Paul. I'm really delighted because sleep is so important. So important.
Anybody that would be suffering with sleep apnea, they would have to look at the journey I did. If they're on a sleep machine, or if they haven't got that fare and they can't sleep, they have to just look at your diet and exercise. And I couldn't say any of them is better above the rest. They're both the same. You need both of them in equal measures, you know.
We'll bring Sumi in now. So Sumi, I was saying there that Paul has lost a number of inches around the circumference of his neck, and that's hugely important when it comes to sleep apnea, isn't it?
Absolutely, because we certainly know in men with a collar size of more than 17 inches, you're a greater risk of sleep apnea, because the larger collar size increases the bulk of the soft tissue in the neck. And that then, when you lie down, can put strain on the airway, which then can block the airway, which then leads to those episodes of apnea through the night. So the fact that Paul's neck size is decreasing, I mean, that's phenomenal. It's a huge, you know, credit to him.
Yeah. And what about the future then? If he keeps going in the direction he's going in, will he be able to get rid of that CPAP machine?
There's probably still some work in progress. And I think the cornerstone here will be to get retested as and when possible.
Right.
And that will determine, through a validated sleep study, whether we can get through and away from the machine. But I am very, very optimistic, because, again, you know, the changes through lifestyle modification have been key here for Paul.
Yeah. And you've seen it firsthand there, the transformation in his face, you know. And it's not just about losing the weight. It's about expression and the skin and everything.
He looks amazing. He looks at least 10 years younger. I know that's not very objective, but when you see someone week on week, they really do look well. And throw into that the added quality of sleep, and we can't underestimate how important sleep is. It all of these little things add up to the bigger picture and the bigger journey.
Yeah. Now, again, people would see tonight that you had to do the weigh-in remotely, Paul. Sumi, will you explain what happened there?
Yeah, so Paul is aware, and we were made aware, that Paul is a casual contact. So he's a casual contact of someone that's a close contact of a known case, if you're still with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's the first time I heard the phrase casual contact. So you better explain it to us.
Okay, so a close contact is someone that for definite has been in contact with someone who is a known positive case.
Right.
So that they were near them, possibly in a room, maybe unmasked, closer than 2 metres for more than 15 minutes. Okay. And that can happen, particularly within a household. That can happen very easily. Then the question is that what about everybody else within the household? Well, then if you weren't that person in close contact with the positive case, you necessarily aren't a close contact. You may be a casual contact, which is what we determine Paul to be. And if you're a casual contact, you don't have to restrict your movements. Okay. But you have to be aware that if the close contact gets symptoms, or if you get symptoms, your status changes. You go from being a casual contact into a close contact, or from a casual contact into contacting your GP to be tested.
There's a lot of contacting going on there.
So it, and I caught my breath there in the middle of it.
Paul is a close contact once removed, which makes him a casual contact.
Exactly. That's actually a really, really good way of putting it. He's a close contact once removed, which makes him a casual contact, which means he doesn't have to restrict his movements. However, given the environment of the studio, given the environment of how the week was going to evolve, we erred on the side of caution to say, let's just do a remote weigh-in. Let's see that everything is okay. And then, you know, it will aid for the rest of the week with regard to coming up for finale, being with the bubble in the studio, etc.
Right. And it's odd that your partner, Paul, is Bubbles, and there's a lot of talk of Bubbles at the moment. the bubble in a bubble, bubble in a bubble. Tomorrow now, it's the virtual 5K, and I see that like 25,000 people from all over the world have signed up to do it. You're going to be walking it, are you, Paul?
I'm walking it, yeah. I can't do any, because the ankle injury I had, I cannot do any running or jogging until at least June time, so I'll be walking it.
Great, okay. But it'll be great to be involved in such a big event.
Why wouldn't it, yeah? It's you know, it's, I suppose it's the final hurl, really, you know, and it's great to be able to get out and do it. Sure, anybody that can get out and do any exercise is brilliant, you know.
Yeah. I see you called the bingo for the local GA club, is it local GA?
No, well, just the local community development.
Community, it's all, okay.
It's kind of all clubs involved.
How did you get into that?
It's just community work. I suppose I've been involved in community work for the last 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And that's just one element, the bingo. And the two things I'm involved in is the bingo and the music festival, you know.
Right. And you're doing it remotely, calling the bingo remotely.
Doing it remotely, yeah, which is brilliant. You know, anybody around, like you said there with the virtual walk, anybody around the world can play. Last Friday night we had a lot of people playing in Sydney, which I think was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But there was a lot of family members from the community, from Kilconnelly, that was in Sydney playing, you know.
Right. What's 22?
All the twos, 22.
Oh, that I thought it was. What's the most?
Two little ducks.
Two little ducks, that's it. Is that 22 as well?
Yeah, 22 as well.
Sumi, away from bingo and on to the big news story of this week, which is the rollout of the vaccination to over 85s.
Absolutely.
And it's an exciting time, isn't it? I just the faces of people, both medical professionals and the people who are getting it, it's a sight to behold. Have you got the vaccines down in your GP yet, Sergey?
No, we haven't. We're expecting a delivery next week. And we cannot wait. I mean, it's been the best news story. Everybody that we've wronged to book in for the clinic next week, we've had no hesitancy, lots of good fun down the phone. And we can't wait in the practice to have this very vulnerable group in with us and get them vaccinated.
Yeah. They'll go in next week to your surgery as a one type of person and they'll walk out a completely different person, won't they?
They will, but they also need to come back to us.
I know, for the second one, but I know, but it's just, it's such a seismic thing that's going to happen, because there's been a lot of fear for people over the last 11 months or so.
Absolutely. And, you know, such a deserving group of people. And when we're looking at them, the impact of our very, very older community and the impact of lockdown and not having that human touch of grandchildren, not having being able to get out and having your independence, the deconditioning that we've seen in some of our elder community, this is just that very first step to getting back to some sort of normal route.
Great. Okay, so tonight, Operation Transformation, second last one, 9:35 after the news. Paul Devaney, thank you very much. Mind yourself and everybody you love. And Sumi Dunn, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Healthy Ireland, helping you keep well.